thank you for our arrival in this meeting again. Receive our thanks in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
We ask for the ability and grace to comprehend again. That we'll be able to live perfectly as you want us to live. And at the end of it all, on a daily basis, all glory shall be yours. And victory shall be ours. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you for hearing us. In Jesus' name we pray.
Actually, he has won the victory. And he has won it all for us. He has won the victory, and he has won it all for us. Now we have about 20 minutes or 30 minutes to share the word of God briefly. And I want to assure you, you will be highly blessed. The fire of God in your life will be rekindled again. In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Hi.
You know, human beings are so desperate to be out of trouble. He came in the night and said, Lord, something, and he saw fire and something happened in front of him. This is serious, though. I think if I may say something that, may God give you a challenge that will make you to seek God. You know, sometimes we don't have challenge, we know that God is here, but we don't move closer. In the night, he has to come. But when everything is rosy, he may not come. Abba, you must keep coming. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Philippians chapter 2, verse 9 to 11. The powerful name of Jesus Christ. The powerful name of Jesus Christ. Wherefore, God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. I want to let you know something tonight. There are no challenge on earth have the capacity to resist the name of Jesus. No matter the demon in the heavenlies, no matter the demon on the surface of the earth, and no matter the demon beneath the earth, they will all bow to that name. The powerful name of Jesus Christ. The passage we read said, God also has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, is the owner of both heaven and earth, and is the owner of your life, to the glory of God the Father. Now, the good news is this. Every child of God has the right, the legal right, to use the name of Jesus. Whether you are born again 10 years ago, 100 years ago, or now, you are entitled to the legal right has been given unto you to use that name. If I call a brother or sister name now, and I say, please come, you will realize that it's the name I call. Though you see his entire body here. His clothes, his shoes, his feet, his eyes, everything will appear. The same thing applicable when you say in the name of Jesus, the fullness of Jesus appears. If you understand this, you won't be afraid of challenges. Let me come again. How many of you know his name? The name we used to call him. How are you? I'm not doing drama, I'm just being simple. You know, tonight is not, we are not in crusade grand show, you know. So I have to go gently. Now gently tonight. How many of you know his name? That's what I want to hear. How many of you? You know his name. Okay, now we are going to see the demonstration we want to see now. Please sit down. You will now see what I'm saying. So when you grab the reality, you know that any day you say in the name of Jesus, you know that Jesus is appearing. Get this understanding. When you say in the name of Jesus, let this sickness disappear. Know immediately that Jesus is appearing and there's a person to push that thing away. You are not with me. Okay, how many of you are here? How many of you are here? Because I need to ask questions very well. In 2 weeks time or 3 weeks time we'll be there. At least this is a conference hall. There is no conference hall. When it's in the name of Jesus, let this rain stop. Jesus will appear in person to stop it. May I call him brother? No, brother. So he's a prophet, he's a man of God. I call him what? A brother. Because we are all... so no offense about that. Is there any offense? Okay, are you offensive? I'm offensive. Why are you offensive? No offense. Now, hear what I'm saying now. Bro, now, please come here. What do I call? His name. Do you see his small stomach appear as well? Do you see the two shoes? Do you see his entire body? Now, the same thing applicable whenever you say, in the name of Jesus. Knowing that the fullness of Jesus is appearing immediately.
Hallelujah.
If you understand this, you won't be the moment you pray on something, you know, in the name of Jesus, you know that already the fullness of Jesus is appearing to do what you want it to be done. Do you understand now? Now, when he left that place now, he left nothing of himself there again. Because his name is called. The same thing applicable when you say in the name of Jesus, Jesus will leave nothing of himself in heaven for appearing in your case. I say to you now that Jesus will attend to your case. That's it. That is irresistible. He will understand it. That's why we have to teach it in a way so that everybody will understand. If something has been disturbing you every night, you cannot sleep. When you sleep someone, they press you down. Say, in the name of Jesus tonight, I come against you. When they come again to press you down, Jesus will not be there and press them up. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
This is the key I want to share with us. How many of you are here now? You are getting the point. Please, what do I simply call? Do I call his body? Do I call his shoe? Do I call his bones? Do I call his strength? But the fullness of him appears. Even tonight, listen to me, as we lay down tonight, every power disturbing your life, Jesus will resist them. Whatever you find it difficult to resist, whatever has been overpowering your life before today, Jesus will appear tonight to overpower them. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, sir. This is the knowledge I want us to carry tonight. Eh? The fullness. You know, it's very powerful. Now, he says something that is very, very powerful again, I will show you. About 3 weeks ago, you just read and go. Matthew chapter 28. Hallelujah.
He has won the victory.
Are we in Matthew 28? Please let's read verse 17 and verse 18 and 19 and 20. And when they saw Jesus, they worshipped him, but some doubted. That's after resurrection. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, it means what Jesus spoke to them, he did not say it once. He spoke unto them, saying, nobody knows how many times. That's why there is no crime in repetition. Just keep repeating it. All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. How many power? Now, when you are looking for all power in heaven and on earth, go to the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
The name of Jesus Christ carries all power in heaven and in earth. Not few, not some. Anywhere I see where they glorify Satan, that Satan is powerful, I see ignorance speaking. Because this passage says all. Please, what is the meaning of all? Please, do we have outside translation? Is there anybody with outside translation? Please, if there is. Akwe? Yeah. Give me a microphone. You read it the way I will read it. Jesus spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. He has not found it.
He's searching.
Okay, he's booting. Thank you. Now, say, go ye therefore. He gave us the legal right to go and use that name, which carry all power in heaven and earth. You have the right. Say, I have the right.
I have the right.
The legal right to the use of the name of Jesus Christ. Don't forget it. Yes. Have you found it?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Where is the verse 18?
Verse 18. Say Yesu ya maso ya ce musu, an mallaka mini dukan iko a sama da kasa.
How many iko?
Duka.
What's the meaning, please?
Duka.
All. No, nothing is left.
Yes, sir.
Are you hearing now?
Yes, sir.
Because if you don't hear English very well, hear outside very well.
Yes, sir.
You will understand where I'm going. How many?
All.
What is the meaning of all?
Duka.
All mean?
Duka.
Nothing remains.
Yes, sir.
It means, since Jesus said that all power in heaven and on earth is given to him, did Abalis have power now?
No, sir.
The devil have power?
No.
And the good news is this, he now delegates that power to you. Say, I am going. You go and be using that power to do what I want you to do. One of the things he ordained and legalized us to use that power is against the devil. Am I communicating?
Yes, sir.
I pray that you take advantage of what belongs to you.
Amen.
Every child of God has access to all power in heaven and on earth. Say, go ye therefore. Go ye therefore. And teach all nations. baptizing them in the name of the Father,
Amen.
And of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Teaching them to observe all things, whatsoever I have commanded you. And look, can you see the matter? I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. Now, look at it. When I call this brother name, his fullness appears. It means when I say, in the name of Jesus, I'm going out. Who is accompanying me? Say, lo, I am with you always. There is no demon that will see Jesus by your side. As it will come to life, he won't come closer. From now, everything that makes you to be fearful, the presence of Jesus Christ himself will tear them away from you. Say, lo, I am with you in my name. When you understand the fullness of God's name, of Jesus' name, you know that his presence is always with you. That is why I say, wherever two or three are gathered together in my name, I am there in their midst. What is this power? Yeah, we still behave as if nothing has been done. No, no, stop. Say, I have the legal right to the use of the name of Jesus. It's my right. You gave me that right. Ma, if you give me your ATM card, and you tell me the amount there, I say, I have the right to collect any money, to withdraw any money. Don't try. Don't try me. Immediately I go there. I won't go there twice though. Now, I don't want you to go twice tonight. I want you to carry this understanding once. As you are going, that everything that will make you not to succeed, everything that will hinder you on your way going, that the power of that name will push them away. When sickness touch your body, say, in the name of Jesus, I command you, leave me now. It will leave. Because as we issue that command in his name, in person we appear to remove it. Oh my God. Are you with me? Huh? Please, have your feet. Something happened to us 2 years ago, 2 Decembers ago. I've never seen such thing in my life before. We were coming, and suddenly, two vehicles appeared before us. I'm not saying we are not dreaming, and we are not sleeping, all of what we are talking. There is no option. We look at this side, there are more than 50 persons. We look at this side, there are more than 50 persons. And there is drainage there. If we swap here, we will keep people. If we swap here, we will keep people. The only option we have is to clear the two vehicles from. I've never seen how two vehicles will appear at the same time. And we hit the vehicle. I've never seen such thing. The windscreen doesn't break. But all the back something break and come and meet us. But no single person has a crash. Five of us. People were asking, is there anyone that came out from this and said, we see us here? To tell you that's in name. We command Jesus' presence to follow you. That's the first time I had accident in vehicle accident, and that will be the last one. I tell you. That's good. The name. Satan may try you. It's not a crime. But the name of Jesus will defend you. Amen. Now listen. Let me take you to this. This right to the use of the name of Jesus was not given to only preachers. It was given to every child of God. You may not carry power, but you know that you have the right to use the power. Mark chapter 16. As we round up, I want us to worship that wonderful name tonight. Hear this tonight.
Thank you, Jesus.
For some of you, your challenge is to hear the voice of God. Your own words will locate you tonight.
Amen.
I will soon hand over mine, but I believe strongly that someone is burdened,
yes.
and he needs a word from the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And God is about to give that person that word.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Oh my God.
Kai.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The name of Jesus carry all the anointing in heaven and earth.
Hallelujah.
The entire anointing, as we mentioned, the name of Jesus, the entire anointing is released. Give all Songs of Solomon chapter 1 verse 3 as we go. Thank you. Song of Solomon chapter 1 verse 3. Song of Solomon, chapter 1, verse 3. Because of the favor of the ointment, the virgin loved him. Because of the favor of thy good ointment, thy name is as ointment poured forth. Therefore, do thy virgins love thee. It means the name of Jesus Christ carry all the anointing of the Holy Spirit. So as we release that name, the fullness of the anointing of the Holy Ghost goes to work. Because of the favor of the ointment, thy name is as ointment, anointing, pour forth. Therefore, do thy virgin lobby. No matter the problem, it's only waiting for you to release the name of Jesus Christ. What the rod is in the hands of Moses, the name of Jesus Christ is in the lips of a believer. Learn it. By His grace, we do spirits of teaching about this matter, so that you'll be confident in all that you have right to use that name. You don't need faith to use the name. You have the right. He gave you that right. Say, in my name shall they cast out devils. In my name they shall speak with new tongues. If they drink anything deadly, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick in my name, and the sick shall recover. It doesn't withdraw it. You don't need to have much faith. You have the fullness of faith. Just go ahead and apply it. Use it. Do you hear it? In my name shall they cast out devils. He says so. It means he delegate that power to you. Say, take, I'm going to be using it. From today, when trouble comes to you, you will remember the name of the Lord. In the day of David, some trust in chariots, some trust in office. But then we will remember Psalm 20 verse 7, please give us. Hallelujah. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. When Goliath was terrorizing the entire Israel army, only one man remembered the name.
He said, in the name of the Lord, the God of the army of Israel, whom thou despise, I will give your head to the carcass. And it was so. What a mighty God. Say, I receive grace to always remember the name of the Lord Jesus. When trouble comes, don't be afraid. Remember the name of the Lord Jesus. For what? Knowing that all power in heaven and on earth is in that name. And you should remember that as soon as you mention that name, you call upon that name, the fullness of Jesus will appear. That's the word of the Lord for us. It doesn't matter how difficult that situation looks like. Remember, believe in that name, trust in that name, knowing that that name, Jesus is there, give you the legal right to use the name against your opposition. Do you understand the point we are in? It's a very serious matter. Some believe that in charms. Some believe in occult power. But we always remember. No matter the occultic power, release the name of Jesus. You will realize that they will finish. Do you understand my point? Other guide us. Say the name of Jesus. Every yoke. Break every yoke. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain. I believe those songs came from the other side. There is power in the name.
There is power in the name of Jesus to break every chain. To break every chain, to break every chain.
Hear this right now. I want you to see the chain around you.
Get in power in the name of Jesus.
There is power.
There is power in the name of Jesus.
To break every chain.
Amen.
Amen. Someone, there is a war from the Lord for you.
Hallelujah.
And you will receive it.
Amen.
This night. Before we go. I keep hearing someone had a word from the Lord for his or her own liberation. And I believe that person come here tonight, came in tonight, say, Lord, give me the word from you that will settle my case. And that's why I say, you will hear it.
We trust that you have been blessed by this message.
For more of our messages, visit our website www.thecream.org.ng
or call the following numbers for more inquiries:
081-3553-7845,
080-6061-8421,
070-6227-0070,
081-3291-4775. Jesus is Lord.